Linda and Penguin Random House present this unabridged recording of
Two Wolves by Tristan Banks, narrated by me, Tristan Banks. An old man tells his grandson one evening that there is a battle raging inside him, inside all of us, a terrible battle between two wolves. One wolf is bad, pride, envy, jealousy, greed, guilt, self-pity. The other wolf is good, kindness, hope, love, service, truth, humility. The child asks, who will win? The grandfather answers simply, the one you feed. Chapter 1, Cops. You keep running, you'll only go to jail tired, Ben Silver muttered. He hit the photo button on his battered video camera and took another picture. He reached across his forest set and moved the legs on two small clay figures. Ben was eye level with the action, peering between trees made from cellophane and toilet rolls and other found things. He often mumbled his character's lines as he shot a movie. Later, after he'd filmed everything, he would record the voices and add them to the pictures. He jotted the line in his brown leather notebook. You keep running, you'll only go to jail tired. Ben took a bite from a microwave jam donut. The jam was lava on his tongue and he dropped the donut onto the plate. The floor around him was littered with clothes, shoes, a game console, two controllers, a bike wheel with no tire, a skateboard deck, school books, soccer boots, a jumbo-sized packet of chips, and plates from long-forgotten afternoon snacks. Ben's favourite place. It was dark with the curtains closed, the only light coming from two lamps trained on the stop-motion set on his desk. Outside, his dog Golden barked like mad. Within the woods was Ben's seventh stop-motion movie. In this scene, a zombie thief named Dario Savini was running down a forest track with Detective Ben Silver, Sydney's toughest cop, in pursuit. The detective was famous in Ben's movies for vanquishing werewolves, delinquent kids, and zombies. There was a heavy knock. Hello, police! Ben froze. He looked at his clay cop, but Clay Ben just stood there on one foot, mid-stride, frozen. Another heavy knock on the front door. It definitely didn't sound like Olive. She was in the backyard, playing pirates on the trampoline like she did every day after school. Ben stood, walked quietly out of his bedroom, and tiptoed up the hall, heart keeping time with his footsteps. He moved through the lounge room to the front window and peered carefully from behind the dusty grey curtain. It was raining and two police officers were huddled under the front awning, one fat, one skinny. Skinny was a lady. A couple of police cars were parked on the curb, with two more cops standing under dark blue umbrellas next to one of the cars. Ben's body surged with excitement and fear. His dream was to become a detective once he had finished high school. Ben's little sister came in through the broken sliding back door, soaking wet. "Who is it?" Olive asked. "Shh," he whispered, raising a hand to tell her to stop. But Olive kept coming. She was small, white blonde, 7 years old, one of the smartest kids Ben knew. She had already read The Hobbit by herself. For 3 weeks afterwards, she refused to speak unless people called her Gandalf.